You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to Oh, Behave on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Today, we have a special treat for all those nice doggies and kitties out there. We have a special guest. She is Dana Humphrey. She's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for The Metropolis, which is a store that's dubbed a utopia for pets and their parents. They have 5 stores in 3 states, California, Arizona, and Colorado, and they're growing as fast as a Labrador Retriever. Today, we're going to be shopping for our pets and talking about some cool gifts for not only the cool Yule and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, but all year long. We'll be right back after these messages.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
School's in session on Pet Life Radio with Teacher's Pet. Learn how to communicate with your pet, train your pet, and see the world from your pet's point of view. You may even learn a few tricks yourself. Teacher's Pet with pet expert and author Sarah Wilson. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggie's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.fidofriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back to Oh, Behave. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Today, it's all about shopping.
Yes, it is.
Our guest today is Dana Humphrey. She is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Metropolis Stores. And she is going to be my elf for us to help. And I guess I'm Santa Paws? Okay, bad one. That's all right. And we promise not to wreck the halls with paws of folly in this pursuit of shopping for our dogs and cats. Because guess what, folks? We're not the only ones shopping for our pets. 56% of dog owners last year gave gifts for their favorite pooch. 42% of cat owners did the same for their feline friends. In total, we have 71 million American homes that have pets. That's 90 million cats, 70 million dogs, and they love to get toys. Dana, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Arden. It's great to have you here.
So what do you want to talk about? What you know, we're in this toy treat bed paradise. If I had a tail or I could purr, I'd be like, yeah, baby, bring it on. The nice thing about your store is you've got them from all different manufacturers. So we're going to have a little fun. We're going to go all over. We're not just going to go strictly, let's go all dog toys and products and let's go all cat toys. We're going to do it all. We're going to mix it up.
That's
right. Let's do some from some of the very pricey to the bargain ones. What do you want to start with, Dana?
Well, let's start with something that's functional, fun, fun for someone in your life that has a pet, since there's so many Americans with pets at home. Something that's a great gift or great for your pet is the Gulpy. It's a water dispenser, and it's actually like a water bottle, and it just folds open with a little tray.
Oh, so it's that plastic?
Your dog can drink out of it. It's good for hiking or bike rides or getting outside with your pet.
Yeah, that's very good. And even in the cool weathers, dogs do need to keep hydrated, right?
They do definitely need water even in the colder times.
Okay. And what's something like that go for?
This one's $10.99.
Hey, that's not so bad.
Fun gift on the go.
Yeah, yeah. And make sure, folks, you use really good bottled water because you don't want your doggy to get an upset tummy.
Definitely.
All right, coming up next in the lineup.
Something else that's good during the cold weather especially is when your pet is walking on ice or snow or just really cold sidewalks, their paws can become cracked or dry.
Oh.
So we recommend an all-natural paw balm. It's moisturizing and can just have cocoa butter and shea butter, and it's just really soothing for their paws if they do get cracked. You
okay.
can also try wearing booties to protect their feet.
You or the dog?
Both.
Okay, okay. I want to be barefoot out there. And the balm is nice because, you know, people don't realize when you are cleaning your sidewalks, you sometimes put salt down, too, and that's irritating as well.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Wow, it smells good, too.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Smell Radio, everybody. Take a sniff. Okay.
Scratch and sniff.
Scratch and sniff, which seems to be a cat's motto in life.
Yes.
All right. What else do we got here?
Well, something else that's fun for a cat, and it's also really functional and fabulous furniture for your home is the lotus tree that's made by Refined Feline.
So you can be one with your feline in a lotus position? Or what are you talking about here?
It's actually, it's a very tall piece of furniture. It's about, 8 feet tall.
Okay.
And it has a fun little cubby for your cat to hide away. The cat can scratch on it, lounge on it. If you have dogs in the house, it's kind of like a little private getaway for them.
So it's the ultimate in like feng shui?
Exactly.
Oh, all right, all
yes.
right. All right.
It's very feng shui.
How much does one of those little puppies go for?
Those ones are around $300.
Okay, but so the nice thing is it really adds to the decor, doesn't make your house look like a cat house.
Exactly. It's very nice wood.
And what are some, it has different levels.
Different levels. Something that's cool is you can put your cat food up there if you have dogs in the house so that they don't devour the cat's food.
That's a very good idea. And all the noises you hear in the background are busy shoppers getting their toys, treats, and accessories at the Metropolis. We're actually in the store in Solana Beach, California, so you'll be hearing some noise in the background of very happy customers. Some of them are drooling. Oh, and they're not even the dogs. Okay, that's all right. But anyways, with this thing, well, I guess what's also important is, you know, if cats had a choice between being in a bowling alley or in a telephone booth living, they'll take the telephone booth because they like vertical.
Okay.
So it seems like this piece of furniture, the lotus, what's it called?
Yeah, the lotus tree.
Is a great idea. From an animal behavior standpoint, I got to tell you, cats are all about vertical and many layers, and it gives them a chance to look out the window, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And they can be nosy Nellies because they like to do that.
Yes.
All right. I mean, my two cats, Callie and Murphy, whenever I give out gifts, Chipper and Cleo, my two dogs, are like, yeah, baby, bring it on. We love the gifts. And I think that Callie and Murphy secretly like the gifts, too, but, you know, they've got feline dignity, so they're not going to do handstands.
Mm-hmm.
But they do seem to appreciate it. I mean, don't you think sometimes we forget about the cat?
The cats are often forgotten, you know.
Yeah.
You got to get something for the kitty in your house, too.
Yeah, I agree. So that sounds like a wonderful gift that not only looks nice, has many purposes, and you actually have harmony in the household with your dog and your cat. Okay, awesome. Thanks,
Dana.
Great
for the pet parent that has it all, too. You know,
okay.
You don't know what to get the parent that has everything. You know, definitely get something for their dog or cat at home.
Okay. So what else we got?
Well, something that's fun when you go out, maybe you're going to a Christmas party, you're going to work, and your pets are left at home, they get bored. They miss you.
Yeah.
And something to keep them entertained is video catnip and our dog on television.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let me look at these. Video catnip. The original video catnip. 90 minutes of plus 90 minutes of extra footage.
Yeah.
Thousands of cats have enjoyed video catnip, and they have some testimonials from these cats. One named Pepper says, "Bring on the squirrels." Jane says, "I'm afraid it's something you humans just wouldn't understand." And Wanda, looks like another tabby, says, "Almost makes one want to go outside. Almost. Let's watch it again." You know what? I think this is a good thing. I'm really a big fan of having cats be indoors.
Yes.
But I don't want them to be indoored and be bored.
Right.
Right? So tell me a little bit about, from the cat's perspective, why this is a good thing to consider.
It's definitely not for every cat, but the cat that can actually pay attention, I mean, there's fun bird sounds, there's squirrels, there's action, and it's actually as if the cat was outside.
Wow.
You know, bringing the outdoors in.
And
something for them to do when you're gone for a couple hours.
Does it go continuously, or
yeah,
how does
can
it?
Have it? Yeah, you can definitely have it loop so they can watch it over and over again.
Because it says right now it's 1 hour 55 minutes, but you can put it on a loop, and then I guess it's, would it be rated FG? Feline great.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I've only had one cup of coffee this morning. This is very nice for the cats. Do you want to talk about the dog version?
Sure, the dog version is fun too. The dog version is actually more of like a dog park.
Oh.
They have lots of dogs running around and barking, and I've seen dogs watch this, and they love it. We actually have it playing in our store right now.
Oh, my gosh. It looks great.
Running through a tunnel and a little obstacle course.
And it gets paws up approval from some very fur-worthy groups, like the American Kennel Club says, when you can't take your dog to the park, take the park to the dog.
Yep, absolutely. Linda
Blair, the actress with The Exorcist, but she's also very well known as a pet advocate, said, "Dog on television is the perfect babysitter for any dog. It gets an A+ in my book." You know, I think both of these are very good because, believe it or not, as you probably know, Dana, dogs and cats can also get separation anxiety being home alone, right?
Oh, yes.
And having some noises and videos to give them a little bit of chance to get mentally stimulated.
Yeah.
Might help you from your couch. I call it SOS. Save your sofa.
Yes.
And keep the dog from chewing through your drywall.
Give them something to do.
They need something to do, right? We are talking to Dana Humphrey. She is the cool gal that joined me from the Metropolis. The Metropolis has stores in 3 states, 5 stores.
Right.
California, Arizona, and Colorado. And guess what, folks? They have plans to expand more, so there'll be some in your own neighborhood. Everything that we profile on this show today, you can find, help us out, Dana,
at Muttropolis.com. It's MUTTROPOLIS.com. You can find all fun kinds of goodies on there for your pet, for gifts, whatever you may need.
Oh, that sounds great. And these two videos, what's the price on them?
These run for $20.
Oh, awesome. That's great. And it has a lot of long life, right?
Yep.
All right. I bet it looks great in high def. I don't know how you know, cats don't see really well up close, but they see movement. And I'm sure they see a squirrel go flying across that screen.
They'll notice it.
Yeah. Just make sure your television is very sturdy or well situated so it doesn't flop.
Doesn't get attacked.
Okay, what else? What's in the lineup?
Well, here we have the kitty babble ball, which is really fun.
Describe it for our listeners, if you would.
It's a small ball, and this is definitely another interactive toy to give your pet when you leave for a couple hours to keep them entertained. I'll give you a little sample.
Okay, here we go.
What it sounds
listen.
Like.
Oh, my God, do it again. That was really the toy. That wasn't Dana doing a toy voiceover, although she has many talents. You know what? I would love that. You know, I could just see it going down the, you know, you're in a real quiet place and all of a sudden you hear that noise. And this is made out of like a plastic.
It's like a hard plastic.
Yeah. It's very durable. And it has the battery or something inside.
It's battery inside. The cool thing about this is that it starts when it's touched.
Oh.
So maybe kitty runs into it or,
you
know, knocks it around and it'll start making noises and talking, and they're very intrigued by it.
Oh, that's a great idea. And it's called again?
This is the kitty babble ball.
Okay.
And it turns off when the movement stops.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, so it's not running all
Maybe
the time.
Make sure that you pick this toy up before you go to bed, because, you know, cats like to hang out at dawn and dusk, and in the middle of the night, they like to be active. This would probably be a good toy to pick up and then present in the morning again.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great Limited. One. And that one's pretty reasonable, right?
That one's $10.99.
$10.99, folks. Your cats deserve it.
Let's see what other fun stuff we have here.
We got some things for the health aspect of our pets. Okay.
Something here made by Grandma Lucy's is the vitamin balls.
Okay.
Dogs love treats. It's amazing. You know, you have some dogs that are very finicky and picky, and we've tested this out at our office, and pretty much every dog loves this.
Okay. It's called Grandma Lucy's
vitamin balls.
Okay, I hope she's not going to make me eat one, but
we don't want to eat one of these. But
and it's like hermetically sealed.
It's a small crunchy ball, and it has all kinds of vitamins.
And here's the best thing I like, because as folks know, I've written the Real Food for Dog books, and I pay attention to nutrition. The very first ingredient is USDA approved chicken.
Yes.
That's very important, folks. The very first ingredient should be a real meat, followed by oats, potatoes, carrots, green beans, egg, garlic, and parsley. I'm talking real food, not fillers, not byproducts.
Yeah.
It actually contains about 20% protein, which for dog treats is excellent. It is a multivitamin, and I guess it
I like
says
the fact that it's wheat-free as well.
Yes, that's yes. Unfortunately, with the pet food recall, the only good thing out of it all, I think it makes people a little bit more conscious of reading the back of the label for their pets, because what you put in their belly goes a long way toward their health. So one vitamin meatball a day will keep the vet away, hopefully.
Something else, I know there's been a lot of concern lately with treats made in China or toys made in China, and this treat in particular is made in the USA, and we definitely support treats that are made here domestically just to avoid any potential problems.
Okay. We are talking with Dana Humphrey. She is with Metropolis. She's the marketing director and public relations director for this chain of stores that are in 3 states and growing. And we're going to continue with our cool shopping for the holidays and all year round for our dogs and cats right after these messages.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent!
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Today we are in Solana Beach, California. It is a nice, cool, crisp, what'd you say, about 63 degrees,
yes,
4 degrees?
Yes, definitely mid-60s.
It's what airplane pilots love. It's severe clear out there. We are inside the store, which is why you can hear some background noises. We got some shoppers going with their
four-legged
dog. Yeah, yeah. And we're with Dana Humphrey, and we're doing a little shopping. The thing about holidays is safety, too. And a lot of folks may be putting up a Christmas tree. And, one tactic I let people know is take a little bit of orange peel or grapefruit peel and put that around your Christmas tree, because cats and dogs aren't real big fans of citrus. Make sure you keep the water around the tree covered, because that could really upset a dog or cat's stomach. What are other kind of holiday tips would you give for safety for our dogs and cats?
There are a few plants out there that are very seasonal, like poinsettias and mistletoe and holly, and those are actually very dangerous and poisonous for dogs. Try to keep them out of their reach. And if they do happen to ingest them, definitely call your vet right away or call the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Hotline.
Go ahead and give that number, Dana.
Yeah, go ahead and write this down. It's 1-888-426-4435.
One more time.
1-888-426-4435. And again, that's the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Hotline. They're open 24 hours a day. If your pet happens to munch on some poinsettia, definitely try to prevent that, but if it does happen, that's a good one to call.
Also, I think, too, we want to put presents under the tree. I remember one time I put an organic catnip-filled toy, and my cat Callie had shredded it. So I always tell people, please, if you've got a box of chocolate or some kind of a sweet treat that you want to give your Aunt Dot or whatever, don't put that under the tree,
put it under the tree. Chocolate is very poisonous to dogs and can be deadly. It has theobromine in it that dogs' stomachs just can't handle.
And cats either.
Yeah.
And even though cats don't really have quite a sweet tooth, they are very curious. So whatever you have under the tree that you think your little nosy kitty or dog can get into, don't put that out until the day of the, give it to them.
Or keep
it
out of reach.
Yeah.
Not under the tree.
I always tell people, if you have this family heirloom ornament, don't put it on the tree. Put it in a nice display case up and out of paw's reach. What do you think, Dana?
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
We also recommend, glass ornaments or sharp ornaments. Don't put them on the bottom of the tree. Put those higher up so that the dog can't interact with them and have, shattered glass around.
That's good. There's actually a MacGyver tip I can give you about Christmas trees. A friend of mine taught me to take fishing line and put two hooks in the ceiling above your tree and hook the tree to these hooks. The reason being, it gets it sturdy so the tree doesn't topple over. Because even all it takes is a cat going fast up a tree or a leaping lab and goodbye tree, right?
That's
one where people can't really see it. You get your beautiful top of the tree ornament, the star or whatever. No one even sees the fishing line, and it keeps it in place.
Yeah, any game of tug of war can go a little crazy, and you don't want your beautiful tree to knock over.
Yeah, it'd be dog one, tree no. So we're continuing our shopping at the Metropolis. We are talking with Dana Humphrey, and this looks pretty interesting. Describe this for our listeners.
This looks like a Christmas light bulb, but it's actually made out of really tough material that your dog can chew on.
Okay.
It's a treat dispensing toy. You can put peanut butter or some kibble in here. And
it's very pliable. It's like I'm holding it right now, and it's like one of those things that you get when you need to fight your stress, and you give it a squeeze. But it's shaped like a beautiful red Christmas bulb, and it has a hint of mint.
That's my favorite part is, there's a lot of dogs out there with not so fresh breath, and when they chew on this, it makes their breath more minty fresh.
Oh, that's great. And then you can put the treats in there inside, and it looks like it's really easy to clean.
It smells like a candy cane. Definitely easy to clean.
And then what's the price on this?
This one is $13.
And then the name of it again for our shoppers?
It's our Christmas Light Bulb Orbi toy made by Planet Dog.
Okay, that sounds great. Wow, this is... I'm in Metropolis heaven here. Okay.
Something fun that you can put inside treat dispensing toys like the Orbi is our Granny's Ginger Snappers. This is our seasonal Mutt Munchers.
Oh, my gosh.
And I enjoy eating them just as much as the dogs
confessing.
Do. They are tasty.
Are you saying you're a real chow hound, Dana?
Maybe.
Okay, that's okay.
Maybe.
But she doesn't look like a chow hound. Okay. So these are ginger snappers.
Yes.
Oh my God, it says natural human grade ingredients, oven baked for munching pleasure.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's great. Unbleached wheat flour is a good one.
We got oat flour in here. It's just like an all-natural cookie. We have shortening, eggs, molasses, apple concentrate, vanilla, and ginger.
And guess what, folks? I don't see a lot of preservatives and all this. So this is something you might want to refrigerate once you... okay, good.
You can definitely refrigerate these. You don't eat them all at once.
Let's not eat them all at once,
But these are really tasty.
But maybe Dana does, but we don't know about the dogs. Okay, now you are holding something that's near and dear to my dog Chipper's heart. I have a Golden Retriever Husky mix. For all of you out there, you know what I'm talking about.
Sounds furry.
Yeah, I have the designer dog built for shedding. So what do you have here, Dana?
This is the ultimate de-shedding tool. It's the Furminator. This thing is amazing. It has, if you just look here, it can really, in a 5-minute brush down, you can get a huge pile of hair.
I can attest to that.
I mean, even for long-haired dogs, for short-haired dogs, it's an amazing tool.
It works for cats, too,
and
right?
And cats, yes.
Yeah. It says here it reduces shedding up to 90% and is good for both the long and short hair of dogs and cats. And it's sort of ergonomically designed, so it's a nice grip for us when you are brushing your... You should always brush in the direction of your dog or cat's coats, by the way.
Right.
That's the best way. But I have used this, and I got to tell you, it's great. In fact, my two cats, I have one by my balcony door, and they when they see it in my hand, they run. They know it's brushing time.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I hear a dog jingle over here.
We do.
Hey.
Who do we got over here?
What kind of dog is this? You want to be...
And a Jack Russell.
Come over here for a second. We're on a radio show called Oh Behave on Pet Life Radio.
We have a little chihuahua mix.
My name's Craig.
Hey, Craig, and what are your dog's names?
The dog is Joy.
Joy. Hi, Joy. And what kind of dog again?
It's a Jack Russell and a Chihuahua.
A Jack Russell and a Chihuahua. Wow. Yeah. How old is your doggie?
She is 2 years old today.
It's Joy. Joy. Perfect for the season.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is a show today about shopping for your dog for the holidays. What kind of thing may Joy get for Christmas that Joy doesn't know? Close your ears, Joy. I know you can't hear your dog.
Joy's going to get a hooded jacket.
A hooded jacket. Ooh. Styling, Joy.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
And she's just getting some chews today for her birthday, maybe a new collar today.
A chew.
Well, happy birthday,
so,
Joy.
Happy birthday. How old again?
Two.
Two as in terrific. All right, Joy. Thank you very much.
Sure.
They're flooding in here at the store. They're getting gifts for birthdays and Christmas. Now, we got to see what else you got here.
Here's a gift that gives back.
Uh-oh. Oh, good.
This is by Hot Diggity Dog. It's the Paparazzi series, and there's some fun characters here. We have Pomeranian Anderson.
Pomeranian Anderson. That sounds like Pamela Anderson. Mm-hmm.
And we have Rosie O'Doggle.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a fun one. And these are Squeaky.
Okay, and so you said this is a gift that gives back. Again, this is made by
Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog. So how do they give back?
They're really funny, but the best part about them is your dog will love them, and 50 cents from every toy sold throughout the whole nation benefits an organization called Help a Dog Live Another Day.
Oh,
and
great.
They give, so 50 cents from every toy goes every month to help organizations that get dogs out of high kill shelters.
Oh, really?
So we're really
okay.
happy to be carrying these, and we support the cause.
So they have all different mock names of different celebrities? Oh,
yes.
This is great. Okay, I'm game. This is the kind of paparazzi kind of crusade I can partake in.
Then maybe on the more natural side, for the eco-friendly Fido and Fluffy, we have a Katie's Bumpers toy.
These are
really tough.
Describe it to people. Okay.
See, it has a handle, and it's long. It's like a long and skinny tube. It's actually made from recycled fire hose.
Oh, my gosh.
From firefighters. And this is Squeaky, too.
So do Dalmatians find a natural affinity, or what?
So.
Okay, all right.
I think so. This is the perfect gift for a Dalmatian.
You know, it looks really chew tough. And,
it
you
is.
Know, for people that have dogs that like to play tug, I always let people know that sometimes you've got to win the tug of war contest too sometimes and do the drop and leave it command.
Yep.
And that way it becomes a fun game for your dog. But it's called Katie's Bumpers, and it looks like this one's $14.
These come in various sizes too.
Okay.
Depending on
and
how
now
big
we're
going to
keep going. We're going to keep going in our Go Green for the World, the Globe movement. What do you have, Dana?
Here we have a really, it's super cozy. It's a fleece mat for your dog. It's great to put inside their crate or the car for traveling. Mm-hmm. And it can roll up. But the best part about it is this one was made from 21.3 soda bottles. It's recycled from soda bottles. But you would never know. I mean, feel how soft this is.
Oh, it's great. And what's it called?
This is the Eco Nap made by Westpaw. And this one's $60.
It looks great. Looks very, you know, it's like instead of them filling up the landfills, being able to put it to good paw use. It's great. Okay. All right. And this
one's cool. It's machine washable. It's easy to use. It's durable. And again, it's made from recycled soda pop bottles.
We're talking with Dana Humphrey. She is at the Metropolis in Solana Beach. We're on a shopping spree for all our dogs and kitties. And it's very nice to see in the world of pets that we are also being a little more conscious globally. Right.
Metropolis, it's easy to go green.
Okay.
Something for your pet that's maybe more of a cuddler or snuggler that prefers a bolster edge when they're napping.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Bowser's Dutchy bed here. The best part about this, it's micro suede.
It's beautiful.
Super luxurious, and it's completely machine washable.
Yay!
The inside comes out, the outside bolster unzips. You can throw the whole thing in the washer. You can put it in the dryer. You know, it's
yes.
The life of any bed is going to be longer if you air dry it.
Yeah,
but,
it's better to air dry. But yeah, I like that. A lot of people want to have fashion and function. And if I'm thinking little Cleo would just curl up like that. It has high backs in it, and they like to be able to curl up and feel that support from their back. This is like the ultimate in creature comforts.
It is.
Okay, cool.
It's great for senior pets too that sometimes need a little bit extra support. On their achy joints. Them off the ground.
Excellent, excellent. What else you got? Oh, she's wheeling in a big one here. And here comes the airplane. Okay.
This one's a personal favorite. This is our all-terrain Jeep Pet Gear stroller.
Oh my gosh.
It is. I have a senior pug. He's 11 years old, and you know sometimes he just can't walk the distance. You know,
right?
Walking down the street, but you know he still wants the fresh air. He wants to get out,
and he deserves to be out in the fresh air. Yeah.
So this is great for senior pets. It completely zips up, so there's no way that your pet can get out.
Oh my gosh, it's got like a little mesh covering, so
sunshade.
I'm telling you, it's got the cup holder, so you can put your beverage up on top. It looks almost like a child's stroller. Made for dogs. It's this one particular is a red and black look with a little gray. The wheels, my gosh,
that's
they look
the best
really,
part here.
Talk about the wheels.
The wheels. The wheels here are probably about 18 inches in diameter, and they can handle sandy trails. You know, if you're going hiking or down to the beach, or you know, you got to hit a little rough spot, this stroller can definitely handle it.
And what's the price on this puppy?
This one's $199.
Okay, we're talking about the Pet Gear stroller.
Yep.
All right, it's an all-terrain pet stroller. So for you guys that like to go out and hike and your dog gets a little tired, make sure you bring that water bottle.
There's a little basket underneath to put all your goods in there, your treats and your water bottles.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever your pet may need.
Don't tell Cleo. I'm in trouble now. That might be on the list. Okay, we got a few more items to go before we have to wrap up the show. We got some bling.
Something for the over-the-top fancy pet. We have... This is our Diamond Dogs collar.
It is stunning.
It is very shiny. It is shimmering and glimmering here. It is made with bridal quality leather and Swarovski crystals.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
This one's black and gold, very festive for the holidays. And it's functional jewelry.
You know, pets sometimes like to wear clothing that makes them, you know, stand out, you know, above the dogs. Yeah, this one's beautiful. It's really shiny. I love it. I love it.
This one runs for $200.
Okay.
And we also have other options of different Swarovski crystal collars online, as well as Austrian crystals.
Well, you think about it, the pet industry is about a $40 billion industry.
Right.
We spend more money on pets than we do toys or treats. And I understand we're almost neck and neck with how much is spent on air travel. I had no idea. So with a couple more accessory items we got, what do you have, Dana?
Here we have something fun for the holiday pet portraits.
All right.
It's like reindeer antlers.
But they look like it's able to fit on their heads without slipping off easily.
It's like a headband.
It's dog shake proof.
It is. It is. It's a headband with a little elastic chin strap. Just slides over their head. And it's fun. It's got these big goofy reindeer.
Oh. A tip to you all when you are putting on something for your dog. If you make a big whoop out of it and give them a treat and talk in an upbeat voice and make them think they're marvelous, they're going to enjoy it.
Exactly.
But if they do kind of say, it's not me, I'd prefer a really good kibble or a good treat or that all-terrain stroller instead, read your dog's reactions.
Yeah.
If they're dancing and prancing, they really like it, then they're a dog that loves clothing, right?
And this one's only $5.
It's
fun,
cute.
Fun for holiday parties, a little festive wear.
Okay.
Another festive wear that's a little more practical, we have the candy cane striped sweater.
Okay.
It's really stretchy. I know fitting.
It's nice, yeah.
Fitting is often really a difficult challenge when you're trying to find something for your dog. You know, you have your chest girth and the length of the dog, and every dog's shaped differently. This one's nice. It has a real stretchy neck. It runs for about $35.
Okay, we've got time for two more cool items for shopping. What would you pick, Dana?
Okay, my favorite gift, last minute gift, it's the Bonton.
The Bonton,
okay. Scoop Coopin' style.
Scoop.
This thing, it's like a little bone, and it clips onto your leash with this little clip here.
Okay.
And, you know, when you're running out of the house in the morning, and you don't have time to tie a bag onto the leash every morning, you got to find a bag. Sometimes you forget, you're outside.
Yeah.
Your dog goes, what do?
Right.
You just attach this thing on, you're set. The bags are inside, you just pull out the bag
perfect.
That you need. It's only about 3 inches. It doesn't add any, you know, extra weight or anything to your leash, and then you just don't have to think about it.
And then you're being a good neighbor.
Exactly.
Right. And I always think it's funny that we think that, you know, dogs think we're, you know, people like we're in charge. You know, we're the ones picking up their stuff. They're not taking care of our bathroom.
Right.
I always wondered about that. They must have a little dog humor to themselves. Yeah. They think they run the show, but look, they take care of us.
Right.
And what else do you have? The final item in the Santa Elf bag of goodies from the Metropolis.
Squeaky sushi set.
Oh my gosh.
It's hilarious.
And it's not real sushi because, you know, that's not good for our doggies.
This one is maki and tuna.
Uh-huh.
They're really squeaky, and these are great for small dogs.
They're made out of what, like a plush toy or something?
Yeah, it's a little plush toy. They're really fun. Yeah, they come in like a little to-go box.
This looks like a California roll, and what would you think this is?
Maybe a little tuna snack.
Tuna, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
This is fun if you're going to a party, fun hostess gift.
Yeah. I mean, people like to buy gifts for their pets, but we have to keep their personalities in mind,
exactly.
too. Right? Well, folks, we hope we gave you some great ideas to dash out to the Metropolis and get some really good gift ideas for your dog and cat this year. They deserve to be part of the holidays. And you know what? Make it the holidays all year round. I'm speaking with Dana Humphrey from the Metropolis. Is there some other parting advice you'd like to give our shopping
folks? I mean, gifts are great over the holidays, but definitely, like Arden mentioned, you know, all year round. For their birthday, it's fun to give them a little something to make them feel special. In February for Valentine's Day, we have an annual Smooch-a-Pooch party.
Oh, my
gosh.
Which
we always look forward to, and the pets do as well, where we have a kissing booth for the pets. And
oh, behave. How do we learn again about the Metropolis?
Just visit our website, metropolis.com, and you can check out events and services near you. We have gentle dental, anesthesia-free teeth cleaning, all kinds of fun events you can come to. And if you're in not one of our states, maybe we'll be coming there soon. And until then, you can shop online.
Well, thank you very much, Dana, for being on the show. You are listening to Obehave on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. And we've talked about some great and perfect gifts for dogs and cats who are nice and sometimes a little playfully naughty. That's okay. If you'd like to learn more about our show today or get a transcript of this show or any other show on Pet Life Radio, just go to PetLifeRadio.com and click on the show. Click on Obehave. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for a show, please email me at Arden@PetLifeRadio.com. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Obehave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.